escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Really, Kyle? You really leaning into this a lot?
Just good music, Hugh. I think you're just in your own head.
I mean, it was a lot. Somebody called in and said I used to date their godmother.
And you fumbled the bag. I mean, he told us live on the air.
She married, too. I looked at the pictures.
To a guy named Douglas.
Yeah.
What are the odds? I mean, that's... Mm.
Would I be hating if I said he was a knockoff?
Oh. Knockoff?
I was thinking if you can't beat him, join him. Yeah.
Wow.
Knockoff.
I mean, I'm happy for her.
Knockoff Douglas?
I'm happy for her.
You're giving her that you can't do better than me.
Does he look like you?
I mean, Joe, I'm bald and black. I mean, that's like you go to Atlanta, you're going to see.
Listen, you know, I didn't say it. You said
get
it.
Get whiplash. I mean, is there every brother in Atlanta look like that? It's like, you know what I'm just saying.
So she has a type.
Yeah, you go to Atlanta, you can see them all over the place. They all over the place.
Thousands of them. You can find them. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Before we get back to the phone lines here, a couple things, a couple orders of business. Number one, text Midday to 53209 to make a donation. Eagles Radiothon going on right now. So there's so many different experiences you could bid on with players. I mean, we talked about Landon Dickerson. He'll come and mow your lawn. Jalen Hurts going to read his children's book to kids. There's also ones with our show here. You could sit in with us and hang out and see behind the scenes. We can come to your home or your business and do a show. You could bid on that. There's also one, I don't even think we talked about this today. You know, there's a gaming experience with you. Someone's going to come here and play video games with you.
We got to be careful about what we play, though.
Yeah, I'm guessing the person that wins could pick
the game. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
So play video games with Hugh Douglas. So many things to bid on. EaglesRadiothon.com. Okay. Before we get back to everyone, and someone's got to win this prize here because we got a great prize giveaway. Hugh's Clues has been a dud today, if I will say so myself.
I mean, I think I gave out some really good clues.
I did. Today was
a disaster for Hugh's Clues.
Well, it's a disaster for other reasons.
Yeah, we don't got a sugarcoat.
It was a disaster for other reasons. But
speaking of a disaster, this morning, Hugh Douglas walked in, and what'd you tell us about Joe DeCamera's book?
I forgot where I put it.
Did you lose Joe's book already? He signed it personally for you.
He gave it to you yesterday.
He did. I'm looking around the studio to see if I left it in the studio. I forgot where I put it. I remember grabbing it.
Yeah.
I just don't remember where I put it.
This is not team guy behavior. Mm-hmm. This is not. Team guys read each other's books we write here.
I read through it.
The whole thing?
Well, I skimmed through it.
Okay. I didn't read the whole thing. I read a couple pages.
Well, I skimmed through it.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it's a nice, and he signed it for me. And I got up this morning because I was going to like kind of look at it. And when we were doing, you know, here.
Because we're talking, let me get a little pop. The Best of Philly Sports, Amazing Moments and Stories in Philadelphia History by Joe DeCamera.
I can't remember where I put it.
Yeah, see. It looks good.
And he signed it.
He did.
And I felt bad. And I don't think I left it in the studio. Because if I did, Spike would have said something.
I think someone would have said something. Yeah, like, yeah, Hugh loved your book so much that he just left it around.
I think I took it home.
So this morning we're in the meeting before the show to bring everyone inside. And he was searching through his bag to see if he could find Joe's book, because my book was in my bag. That's how I got it yesterday. It's in my bag, right?
So we really going here, huh?
Well, yeah, dude.
And then Hugh opens a folder, okay? This guy's folder has papers from, 7 or 8 years ago.
2018.
He had the 2023 Eagles schedule printed.
Yeah, SEC.
You're a disaster.
What do you mean? If anything, I'm a pack rat. Mm-hmm. I mean, I
someone gave you a book yesterday. You lost it.
I'm a little bit of that.
You're a hoarder?
Because I have the 2018 SEC schedule.
Hoarder Hugh?
Yeah, a little bit of that.
2018. No. Those teams aren't even the same conference anymore.
Nah, they realigned way a long time ago.
Damn, dude.
I mean, but I have some old reads from the old radio station I did.
Just clean it out.
You just don't
have
those
old
anymore.
Rundowns from you know, my days at the other station. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I just
be a funny bit. We come in here one day, we do a show you did in 2018. Just act as if it's real now.
No, I mean, I got the rundowns and all that stuff.
So, would you say Hugh misplacing Joe's book, Kyle, is team behavior or me behavior?
It's definitely not team behavior. No. There's no regard whatsoever for one of your coworkers.
No, I do have regard.
He personalized the book for you.
He did, and it's somewhere.
And it's I think until we find it.
I think it's at home. It has to be.
That's not true. So
it's blatantly disrespectful.
Yeah, I would say this to Joe. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. They're his copies of his books. I wouldn't. If it was me, I wouldn't give you.
Yeah, no more gifts to
Wait
him.
Wait a minute. I didn't.
He's way too cavalier about this whole thing.
I think it's at home. It's at home. I think it's at
right
home.
Next to your bed, on the nightstand.
No, it's probably on the counter in the kitchen. Okay. I think that's where it's at. Mm. I just didn't.
You
see
didn't
it.
Seem to be as confident. And its location this morning.
No,
I feel
no
you're
clue.
Just trying to you're trying to talk yourself into this not being that big of a deal.
No, because I know I picked it up because when we clean up our area, I picked it up. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't clean up my area, Spike, we usually do a good job of policing each other. So he would have said, "Hey, man, you left your book." So I didn't do that. So it's at the house.
Okay.
It's at the house somewhere.
Right, we might have to do a reading Douglas where he has to come in and talk about Joe's book, assuming he has it at the house.
It's at the house.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
House. You got to get that folder thing together.
Yeah, that folder's a disaster.
Yeah, I need to just go ahead and throw that stuff
away. Twitter question.
But I didn't.
I love how you have an SEC schedule from 3 seasons ago, but yet the read for at 10:40, you don't know where that is.
No, because it's I'm a hoarder. I'm a little bit of a hoarder.
All right, our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Can a win over the Mets tonight salvage your feelings on the series? Yes, at 44%. No, at 56%. So a lot of Douglases out there just angry about this thing, regardless of tonight. Should I take back my NL East is overtake? 77% say yes.
I mean, stop being weenies.
I can't take it back. First of all, it was just 2 days ago. I'm like, if the Phillies, their lead goes from 7-1, I may have some soul searching to do in a few weeks. But today is not that day.
I mean, I don't think. I think you was a little cavalier in the way that you handled it. You shouldn't have done that. But I mean, it's not your fault. But you knew, Joe, you knew going into this that the history for us going up there wasn't that great. You knew that.
I said that on Monday. I said that if they win the division by one, they still win the division. I didn't say this was going to be like a rout. I kind of felt this was coming.
You know what? You did say that. You didn't say you felt it was coming, but
I felt the I thought they'd lose a game or two in this series.
I just I have some strong thoughts.
But not like this. Nobody saw see this coming.
Yeah, it would have been nice if we won one of the first.
I hate to be the one.
Don't do it.
But I'm here. I'm the drunk uncle at the barbecue. Sober. I'm Pop.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
The Alec Bohm thing, kind of, you know, crying about the.
I know. I hate it.
That's a lot.
I have strong feelings about those who take jinxes and superstitions very seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, grow up. can we be serious for a second?
Right. Like, as if anything we say impacts the game.
Nothing to do with it. Please. I mean, come on.
It's just bad timing on my part more than anything else. Do you have real concerns about Joran Duran? Yes at 34%, no at 66%. So most people keeping their emotions in check there. Should Hugh Douglas make an online dating profile? 67% on yes. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that one. Yep. That's happening. And then the final one, is Hugh Douglas a me guy or a team guy? I actually vote a team guy. Hugh is a team guy.
Well, so it's not going my way.
Hold on.
Well, it is.
I'm a team guy.
After he left us to die in that flood?
I didn't leave you. First of all.
Time out. Kyle's right. Now, I think of you on the air most days as a great team guy, right? Like, you'll go along with all the nonsense we do. You don't get upset. You let us talk about online dating profiles.
But you're not fooling anybody.
But when a serious situation happened, you fled.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, that was life or death.
Can we hear the audio of the Great Midday Flood?
But you left me high and dry.
Joe, actually wet.
Joe, I've workshopped this with close friends of mine. Mm-hmm. The fact that I kept telling you, Joe, the water's rising, and you looked at me, Joe, like you're looking at me right now. I was like, you're crazy.
The show must go on.
And I'm like, Joe, the water's rising. Because when you're locked into the show, you are locked in. You were so locked in that Kyle was all, Hugh, you're crazy, until the water started reaching Kyle. Mm-hmm. And then Kyle was like, Joe. And you just sat there with all of this electrical equipment around you doing the show. And we kept telling you to leave.
By the way, I was asking Scott about Bryce's thought having to be dropped in the order. He did have to be dropped in the order. We were talking about important things at that point.
No, but we kept telling you, Joe, it's about to get bad. And everybody else is leaving. And you're still doing the show, and it became, you talk about awkward and weird.
Yeah.
The awkward moment was when you were still doing the show, and everybody's looking at you like, why are you still
doing
the show?
You're leaving a big part of this out.
What?
You did sound the alarms first, and that's good on you. Mm-hmm. But then once everyone got the message, you had a truck, and you disappeared as the rest of us swam to safety.
Tensions were high. Tempers were flaring.
First of all, I stayed 5 minutes too long. I should have left y'all a long time ago because I was being a team player.
You missed what happened. We had to break a table and make a makeshift boat to get out of there.
That's what I'm saying. And I tried to tell y'all, let's go. I missed two sandwiches. And you know how I feel about free food. I missed two sandwiches.
Well, you got.
Because I wasn't coming back. Dude was like, hey, you coming back?
You almost lost two friends in the meantime.
Yeah, I'm just like, I tried to get y'all, but y'all ain't want
to
go.
To see is that he's growing and learning better.
And you hear the water. You hear the rain.
When to use it, who to use it against. How to couple it with the other pitches that he has. So, I think I loved the move at the time, and there's no reason not to love it even more every time you see him go to the mound.
Scott Fransky with us here, a Fransky Friday, as we are at the Stotesbury Cup Regatta here on this Friday. Phillies open a series tonight against the Pirates. Hugh, you're going to be all right.
No, I'm not.
She was worried.
No, Scott.
Full disclosure, Scott, the area we're in has begun to flood.
Scott,
It just got real.
It just got really real.
We also found out, Scott, it real life Titanic, I go down with the ship and Hugh gets in the lifeboat.
Hey, listen.
I sat there talking to Hugh and Hugh started walking away.
Hey, Scott, I just want to say, they think I'm crazy. They're going to start listening to me at some point. I told them this could happen.
As long as the afternoon show's ready to go a little bit early, if you guys have to clear out.
They better get ready, because we about to start swimming.
Tried to tell you.
And that's exactly what happened 5 minutes later. We had to leave.
I just got a text message. You know, when you got friends like this, man, like, it's going to be so easy to date. So D-Gun just sent me, man, don't nobody want to date your ugly ass.
Wow.
I hate you, D-Gud, just because you outkicked your coverage. It's your little ugly ass. He ugly, like D-Gud ugly. He's an ugly dude. That hurt my feelings a little bit.
I can tell.
It's been a tough week for Douglas' self-esteem here. I mean, he's getting hit from every direction. You people, dating profiles, D-Gun. It's not easy, man.
Oh, how much time we got left, man?
We got enough to have fun with this. All right, Eric in Middletown is up on WIP. He's back up. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Joe. Look, man, the captain goes down with the ship, right?
That's right. That's right. We took off, and I was not stopping until it was over, and man, it almost ended for me, unfortunately.
You almost went to the upper room.
I did.
Hey, let's just relax about the Phillies, man. Here, what's the Mets got to go? 22-8, the remainder, and the Phillies just have to be a game or two above 500. So I'm not in panic mode yet.
I agree, Eric. Now, look, the fact that they seem to keep beating us head-to-head makes it complicated because they can make up a lot of ground quickly. But I'll just say this. If we get a win tonight and we get out of there up six, we're still in great shape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, just relax.
Watch relax, you.
Yeah, I am a little concerned about
overreacting about?
A lot.
Mean, like what?
You're in panic mode, you.
Tom, since we're here, how am I panicking? What have I said that is panicky?
I don't know. I just started listening here not about an hour.
Okay, that's fine.
He can feel it.
You know what? That's fine. I'll take that.
You
that's
smell
fine.
Of panic. He could.
It's not panicky.
He can feel
it. I'm stating facts over here.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a nice little three fingers of Maker's Mark. Sit down.
There you go.
Relax.
That still doesn't stop the fact that, you know, if we see them in the playoffs, it might get ugly.
Yeah, maybe we won't see them in the playoffs.
Maybe.
Think positive. All right, Eric, do you have a guess for us for Hughes Clues?
Yes, I do. And this guy should no longer be a captain. He should be an admiral by now, but it's Captain Crunch.
It is Captain Crunch. Eric, you nailed it. You are headed to the game on October 30th, Delaware State, Norfolk State, Mike Vick, Deshaun Jackson. How did you – what clue gave it away? Was it the last one?
Well, it was the last one, but I did the first one there when you wake up every morning.
Yes.
I told you that was a good
yeah,
one.
I mean, it took till 1:35. Eric, good job, man. We'll get you the tickets there. All right. Yeah, I mean, I used to wake up many mornings with the captain. Captain
Crunch. No, he had a facelift.
You showed me the photo this morning. I don't like the new look.
No, you know what's funny? Because I went to the store the other day and I was like, I had every now and then you get a taste for some Crunch Berries.
Yeah.
Captain Crunch Berries. And I was like, Captain Crunch had Botox. That was my first thought, man, because they kind of, you know how when a lady or a guy, for that matter, take a picture and you could tell that it's the filter.
Yeah.
It's like they make their face look all tighter and glowier.
It's different.
Yeah, and it was like Captain Crunch, and I Googled it, and I was like, dog had a facelift.
I didn't think it was necessary.
Nah.
You think he's just rebranding himself a little bit?
I think that's what it was, because the box is similar, but it's just the it's almost like he was aging and they wanted to make him younger. And that was the first thing I thought. I'm like, man, they gave Captain Crunch a facelift.
I don't remember my last bowl of Captain Crunch. It's been too long.
Oh, it's been about a week ago. It's just, you know, as a single guy, that's like that. It's a whole bunch of Captain Crunch at the crib.
Maybe this is in my old age, I think I'm becoming more of a Honey Nut Cheerios guy, like basic cereals.
Simple.
Real sugary stuff.
Lower
that
your cholesterol.
Away
that's
from.
That lower your cholesterol.
Yeah, well,
cholesterol
yeah whatever. I don't care.
High fiber type situation.
Yeah, your palate changes as you get older. I mean, Hugh became a wine guy a month ago or two. Yeah.
Yes, I'm learning.
Yeah. Captain
growing.
Captain Crunch and wine. There he is, everyone, ladies and gentlemen.
Pumpkin spice bacon. Don't forget the pumpkin.
How could I forget that? Cashmere in the Poconos is going to crush the Phillies. What's up, Cashmere?
Joe, it's been a while. I apologize, but I don't know what to say. You got to give me like 30 or 40 seconds because I want to rip the Phillies and I'm just not too happy about what I'm seeing. One thing you need to understand, man, about Philadelphia, about the Phillies fans is we hate the Mets as much as Eagles fans hate the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, can you back me up on this? We hate the Mets just like we hate the Cowboys.
Well, and it's specifically, like, and I think it's similar to this page, it's the fans, right? Like, the team is the team.
Yep.
Team changes, players change. It's the fans. Mets, The world is right when Mets fans are miserable, Kashmir, and right now they're happy, which means the whole world is not tilting on the right axis right now. It's upside down.
And here, and you know what's even worse is we're making them happy.
I know. At our expense. At our expense.
Our Phillies. And at our expense, we're the ones getting laughed at. You see, back in 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, 11, those teams used to beat the crap out of the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to love it. And now it's completely the other foot. Why can't this team ever, ever, ever beat the Mets? Why? What is it about that stupid team up there that isn't even that great anyways that we can never beat them? I just don't get it. It makes no sense. I hate it. I hate their fan base. I hate their dorky Pete Alonso. I hate the stupid Mr. Matt. I hate everything about them. I hate them. But we can never, ever beat them. And what sucks is they keep having fun at our expense. And what's even worse is, Joe, once they sweep us tonight, and yes, they're going to sweep us, I will put my house on it. I'll put all my money I have in my bank account on they're going to sweep us tonight. That is a guarantee. We're not winning tonight. Forget it. We're getting swept. The Phillies are garbage when they play the Mets. They are garbage.
Well, they roll. I mean, most of these games they roll over. And then even last night when they fought, Bader hits the home run. Duran blows it in the ninth inning. Like, we can't. It's like every game is the same thing. It's a variation of the same nightmare game against them up there.
Yeah, and it's like you expect the players that you'd expect to actually perform better. Kyle Schwarber is 0 for 12 with 11 strikeouts against Edwin Diaz, and the guy's 0 for 10 in the series. It's like, great, okay, great Kyle, great Bryce, great Trey. You know, you guys are playing like MVP so far this year. Okay, how come you can't do it in this game? How come you can't do it against them? Like, this is like, Joe, and you're a college football guy. You're like Michigan, right? What did they used to say to Jim Harbaugh when he could never beat Ohio State? Dude, you can do it against somebody else. You can't beat Ohio State until he finally did.
Well, and that's really all that it's all. Sometimes it's all that matters. And to Hugh's point, we may see the Mets in the playoffs. And ultimately, in Kashmir, we appreciate. I knew Kashmir would crush the Phillies today. If they see him in the playoffs, it's all that's going to matter is can they beat him. Now, I hope we avoid him, but it is what it is. All right, let's grab Pablo quickly in Sewell. Hey, Pablo.
Hey, what's up, Joe? Hey, look, I am so pissed off. I don't know. Our team needs to grow a pair. Somebody on that team has got to pick up the pieces. In 80, we had Rose. In 2008, we had Jimmy. Who's going to pick up the slack here? We don't need to give an ovation when these guys are sitting back on their heels and feeling sorry for themselves. They got to come out with some fierce fire, and that's all. Peace.
Pablo, appreciate it. I brought it.
Who gave him an ovation? I mean, they were in New York.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he means the Trey thing back here. Yeah,
he was pretty. He was mad at us when he called. By the way,
what did we
about
do?
What?
Not hard enough on them, I guess.
I mean, because we said a win would salvage things this week. I said that.
Yeah, that's kind of soft.
I'm trying to get out of there with our heads above water.
No, I
meanwhile,
get what
you're reminding us that we're drowning.
No, I'm just
offering
saying.
A life vest here, and no, you're I mean, like, I well, you might drown anyway. Yeah, I know that. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people.
Yes.
Yeah, well, and this you told them that they're in your head. This is your fault, all right? You people, your phone calls as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.